Valentina, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. So indeed, next slide, please. So just to give you a little bit of background about reporting under the protocol. So reporting is one of the key obligations coming from the legal text of the protocol that requires the parties to the protocol to submit every 3 years national summary reports. And in these reports, the parties describe the national situation with implementation of the protocol and in the areas of water, sanitation, hygiene, and health. These reports are prepared in accordance with the template and also in accordance with guidelines that have been adopted by the meeting of the parties. And as you can read on the slide, we've had 5 reporting cycles so far, and this one that we had completed in 2022 is the 5th one. Next slide, please. So what are the objectives of reporting? So when a national summary report is put together by a country, of course, this is an opportunity to assess progress and primarily to undergo self-assessment by the parties and the other states that prepare the report. And to prepare a report, countries also need to collect information and gather data from several agencies that work in the environment and in the health sector. So it's also an opportunity to reinforce intersectoral cooperation and to reinforce commitment in implementing the protocol at national level. Overall, the reporting cycle is also a very rich source of harmonized information on water, sanitation, hygiene, and health, and it can be useful to identify some overall trends and to exchange experience. And this includes the sharing of lessons learned, but also of challenges and obstacles in the implementation of the protocol, which are also very useful in informing future work under the protocol. Next slide, please. So as you will also find the details in the informal document, in this 5th reporting cycle, all the parties to the protocol have submitted national summary reports. And it's also possible for states that are not parties to the protocol to submit their reports. And we take this occasion to congratulate the 8 states that you can read on the slides that have submitted their reports in this reporting cycle. For some of these countries, it's the first time to submit a summary report under the protocol. So we greatly appreciate this development. Next slide, please. Yes, and as the chair has mentioned, on the basis of the summary reports, the Joint Secretariat prepares a regional report on the implementation of the protocol. So this is a report that is very rich in content and covers many different areas. So we are just going to give to you some selected highlights as a teaser, and we invite you all to refer to the document in case you are you want to read more. So, for instance, in one of the areas that corresponds to one of the core provisions of the protocol, so the setting of targets, the report found that parties mostly set targets in areas that address drinking water quality, access to drinking water and sanitation, water supply, including the development and uptake of risk-based approaches, and quality of waters used as sources of drinking water. Francesca has also, as a conclusion to the high-level session, mentioned that the target setting framework can be used to address issues that are important for countries. And we've seen in the national summary reports that many countries have considered climate change in the context of their targets, which means that they either set a target that is designed to address the impacts of climate change on the water and sanitation sector, or that they have referred to climate change as a relevant as an important consideration in some of the target areas. And they've also used the target setting framework to cover aspects such as environmental surveillance of wastewater. Now, in the area of surveillance and early warning systems, which also corresponds to one of the core provisions of the protocol, the provisions of Article 8, it was also found that most parties, as well as other reporting states, have surveillance and early warning systems in place, but a few lack contingency plans to respond to waterborne outbreaks and incidents. Next slide, please. And now, moving on to some highlights on the technical areas of work under the protocol. So you will hear more about this in the coming 2 days. So a little bit more than half of the reporting parties have completed assessments of the WASH situation in institutional settings, so schools and healthcare facilities. and almost half of the parties also carried out equity assessments, so assessments of the national situation in the area of access to drinking water and sanitation. 16 parties also reported having in place a national policy or regulation for risk-based management of drinking water supply, and for 6 other countries, the situation was reported as being in progress. And also 19 parties reported on the use of decentralized water and sanitation systems, with a few parties discussing in more detail aspects relating to regulation and surveillance for these systems and their expansion in rural areas. And just in keeping with what we heard already today on the relevance of the COVID-19 pandemic on the WASH sector, this was also reflected in the reports because 7 countries highlighted the impact of COVID-19 on the sector, and they have referred to specific measures that they took, such as measures relating to hand hygiene or, as we've seen, environmental surveillance of wastewater. Next slide, please. And now just to close with, a new highlight for this reporting cycle. So in 2022, we've started the development of an online reporting system, which is mainly aimed at improving the reporting experience for parties and for other states, but also facilitating analysis of the national summary reports by the Secretariat and improving data visualization. So in 2022, there was a pilot exercise completed with the participation of 2 parties, Hungary and Serbia. Perhaps we will hear a bit about their experience. And we expect to be able to deploy the online reporting system fully for the 6th reporting cycle under the protocol, so in 2024. Next slide. And I just closed. This is a snapshot of what the system looks like at the moment. And we hope that you will all be able to see it in the next reporting cycle. And I stop here. Thanks.